Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbury. I'd like to take you with me on a visit to a very English place here in Rome. One where during persecution of Catholics in England, some very brave men came to study for the priesthood, knowing all the while they were likely to be martyred once they returned home. That's why their martyrdom has been depicted on the walls of the Martyrs' Chapel there. But do join me there with historian Stella Fletcher.
Well, we're now in the gallery of the English College. Down below is the chapel, but we're now upstairs and we're surrounded by the most gruesome looking paintings. What have we got there? There's somebody being burnt and then somebody hanging above them. Oh, there, that one's having his innards taken out. Oh, he's about to be beheaded. It's all pretty gruesome. Now, what's the point of all this? These were painted in the 16th century and they depict the fate awaiting the young Englishmen who are here in Rome training to be Catholic priests, and they're going to be sent back to the England of Elizabeth I. And the message of these paintings is, this is what you're going back to. You are going to be martyred. Basically, it's a very, very tense atmosphere. This is the message that is coming out of Rome. The message that's coming out of England is that the papists are all things diabolical and bad. So it's a war of words and a war of actions on both sides. The papacy excommunicates Elizabeth I, and so on and so forth. Perhaps you've seen the film Elizabeth, and perhaps that takes it a little too far, but you get the right idea. It's all lots of suspicion, intrigue, and espionage. Now, into the middle of all this, in the year 1579, came a young man called Anthony Munday. He was, I think, only in his teens, late teens, when he decided to have an adventure and come to Rome with a friend of his. They travelled overland across Europe and said, oh yes, we're going to Rome. And they went to all the English communities dotted around the Low Countries and in France and received lots of help from these people. These were the English Catholic exiles and they helped them get to Rome. And when they came to Rome, naturally, they fell in with their fellow Englishmen. They came here to the English College. First of all, they were accepted as pilgrims. As pilgrims, they were allowed to stay for 8 days. Didn't matter who they were. After that period of time was up, these two young men were taken into the college and somehow accepted as students. They were, in the terms used at the time, grammarians. They sort of claimed they were vaguely interested in becoming priests, but not many people were terribly convinced by that. Anthony Munday and his friend were only here for a few months. But during that time, there was one of the most dramatic episodes in the entire history of the English College, when the students rebelled against the rector. Sure, the rector today is a very nice man, and the students wouldn't dream of rebelling against him. But in the late 16th century, there was a particular problem with a particular rector. His name was Maurice Clinnock, but in Anthony Munday's version, he appears as Dr. Maurice. Now, that name, Maurice Clinnock, it is not English. It is Welsh. And herein lay the problem. The students were English, and they rebelled against their Welsh rector, particularly when the rector wanted to give a room to a young Welshman who needed lots of support and encouragement, perhaps a relative of his, you never know. And Anthony Munday was turfed out of his room so that the Welshman could have it. So all the English students banded together and they protested, first to the cardinal, who was the protector of this institution, and then they protested to the Pope. And eventually the Pope gave them their way and they said, yes, I'll depose the rector, if you like, and give you what you want, which was government by the Jesuits. They were taught by the Jesuits, and they said, we want them to lead our college. What actually happened was a compromise. Now, how very English that is, to compromise. Now, the institution was separated into two parts, so that there was the hospice for the pilgrims, and Dr. Morris remained in charge of that, but the education of the students was put in the hands of the Jesuits.
You were listening there to historian Stella Fletcher. Our thanks go to her. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.